monumental though silent witness to much of Paris's history. As Hugo pointed out, this generative mother church is, among the other ancient churches of Paris, a sort of chimera. She has the head of one, the limbs of another, the body of a third, something of all. These hybrid edifices are, we repeat, by no means the least interesting to the artist, the antiquary, and the historian. They let us realize to how great a degree architecture is a primitive matter, in that they demonstrate that the greatest productions of architecture are not so much the work of individuals as of a community, are rather the offspring of a nation's labor than the outcome of individual genius. The deposit of a whole people, the heaped-up treasure of centuries, the residuum left by the successive evaporations of human society, in a word, a species of formations. Each wave of time leaves its coating of alluvium, each race deposits its layer on the monuments, each individual contributes his stone to it. Notre-Dame de Paris, the history and legacy of France's most famous cathedral, chronicles the remarkable history of the Parisian cathedral. Chapter 1. The Origins of the Cathedral. Ancient cities grew up around rivers, those wide meandering sources of life-giving water and easy transportation. And for Paris, that river is the Seine. It was on the Seine's bank that the conquering Romans raised an altar, not to Christ or his mother, but to their own god, Jupiter, which they fervently hoped would defend their new city of Lutetia Parisiorum. One 19th century author observed, "The origin of Notre Dame is enveloped in mystery. Whether its first bishop, St. Denisi or Dionysus, was the Areopagite converted by St. Paul's preaching at Athens, or whether he was another personage of the same name who was sent into Gaul in the 3rd century, it is impossible to say. Certain it is, however, that the first bishop of Paris bore the name of Denis, and that he suffered martyrdom with his two companions, Rusticus and Eleutherius, on the summit of the hill now called Montmartre. An ancient church covered the remains of the three saints until the present splendid building was erected in the reign of Dagobert I. Under the Roman dominion, Paris was comprised in the 4th Lyonnaise division, of which Seine was the metropolis. Hence, the bishops of Paris acknowledged the Archbishop of Seine as their primate until 1622, when, at the request of Louis XIV, Pope Gregory XV raised Paris to the see of an archbishopric. Writing in the 19th century, Augustus Hare observed that in 375, a church dedicated to St. Stephen was built under Prudentius, 8th Bishop of Paris. In 528, through the gratitude of Childebert for his recovery from sickness by Saint Germain, another far more rich and beautiful edifice arose by the side of the first church, and was destined to become the Cathedral of Paris. He continued, "The new church had not long been finished when La Cité, in which the monks of Saint Germain had taken refuge with their treasures, was besieged by the Normans, but it was successfully defended by Bishop Gozlin, who died during the siege. It is believed that the subtractions of this church were found during recent excavations in the Paris Notre Dame. The first stone of a new and much larger cathedral was laid by Pope Alexander III in 1163 under Bishop Maurice de Sully. The work advanced rapidly. The choir was finished in 1185, and 2 years later, Geoffrey Plantagenet, son of Henry II of England, was buried in front of the high altar." As is the case with so many churches, the motivation behind Notre Dame's construction was not entirely pure, as Professor Stephen Murray of Columbia University points out. The great construction project marks the response of the metropolitan clergy to at least three kinds of challenge. First, the increasing power of the King of France, translated in turf wars over control of urban topography. Second, the vigorous propagation on the part of the monks of Saint-Denis of the cult of the saint who had become synonymous with Parisian identity. And third, the architectural challenge inherent in the other great churches recently built or under construction.